This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Following talks with both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday he heard concern about the current state of affairs in the region from both sides. He also said he heard concrete ideas from both sides that, if pursued, could help defuse the current situation. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Blinken arrived in the region Sunday amidst one of the deadliest periods of fighting between Israelis and Palestinians in years. Speaking Tuesday from the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, Blinken said he's asked senior members of his team to stay on in the region and continue discussions on how to implement plans to end tensions. He said in the long term, however, the U.S. sees only one solution to the situation.
The only way to achieve that goal is through preserving and then realizing the vision of two states for two peoples.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine has won support from Baltic nations and Poland for its weeks-long quest to obtain Western fighter jets. That ambition follows pledges by some larger nations last week to send Kyiv sophisticated modern tanks to help it beat back Russia's invasion force after almost a year of fighting. Estonia's foreign minister urged all Western community countries to speed up military help for Kyiv, including fighter jets. Police in Paris used tear gas against protesters opposed to pension reform on Tuesday as crowds marched in cities across France. Demonstrations opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's plan to make people work longer before retirement took place in major cities, with pressure in the streets intensifying against a government that says it will stand its ground. Opinion polls show a substantial majority of the French oppose increasing the retirement age.